You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. To the Pronk Pop Show. Today it's going to be a short show. I have a commitment that I have to leave early, and my show prep was cut real short because of some computer problems. But I want to touch on a story that's really will be breaking Wednesday, but we were getting some preliminary information on it, and that is the president's plan to deal with the Islamic State. Now, in addition to that, before I get into that, the president was threatening, I think that's a good way to say it, to disobey his oath of office and use his executive powers, either by executive orders or directives, to change immigration law. Now, the problem with that is Congress is responsible for the law, for writing the law. He's responsible, the president is responsible for enforcing it. Unfortunately, he's not really enforcing it. And that's the problem. But what he promised to do, and apparently he's gone back on that promise and has disappointed many in his own political base, is to make an announcement before the election as to what he was going to do about the so-called 11 million illegal aliens that are here. Now, as far as I'm concerned, his responsibility is to enforce the law, is to deport the 11 million, and they're not 11 million, or 30 to 50 million. I'm not going to get into that, but if you can listen to past shows, I give the details as to where that number comes from, and that comes from our own U.S. Border Patrol in terms of their apprehensions and how many people actually they don't apprehend or detain. So a lot of people in his political base, especially the Hispanics, in his political base, are very, very disappointed, and the president is not going to make an announcement. Now, why isn't he? Well, the reason is, and it's not hard to understand, the vast majority of the American people want immigration law, the existing law, enforced. Like I said, it's not hard to understand. The problem the president has, and the Democratic Party has, is if they were to attempt by executive order or policy implementations to grant citizenship or amnesty, they would be violating the Constitution, and really it would be an impeachable offense because he's breaking the law. It's not his job to write law. Now, he understands this. And he understands it's, and the reason why neither the Democratic Party nor, for that matter, President Obama did anything about immigration when they controlled the House, the Senate, and the presidency in the first 2 years he was in office is they knew the American people, the majority of the American people were against him, both Democrats and Republicans. Because if you ask Americans, are they for immigration? They'll say yes. You ask them, are you for illegal immigration? They'll say no. And that's a very important distinction. We have a pathway to citizenship. It's called legal immigration. We have procedures, and every year over a million immigrants are allowed to enter the United States. That's the proper way, the legal way, and that's what the American people support. Not necessarily the million figure, but they support legal immigration. They're totally against rewarding illegal aliens that break into our country and work here. It's not a difficult political issue to understand, and it's very much black and white. Yes, there are some support for granting citizenship to illegal aliens. Yes, there is. And it largely comes from the leadership of both political parties. You see, there's a fundamental disconnect between the American people and their leadership. And if the president had gone ahead and done what he threatened, the Democrats would lose more House seats and more Senate seats. And it came right down to politics. Because, yes, there are about a dozen states in which you have a high percentage of where most of your illegal immigrants are. There are many other states where their percentage is very, very, very low. In other words, it's not an issue. In other states, it is an issue. But even the states that don't have many illegal immigrants, they respect the law and demand that the rule of law be enforced. So I was not surprised at all that the president is delaying any announcement till after the election. And I'm not even sure he's going to do anything after the election, because if the election turns out that the Republicans gain House seats as well as gain control of the Senate, I don't think President Obama is going to do very much at all. He might have an announcement, but it's not going to be that radical. You see, he was only going to do this if he could blame the Republican Party. And the Republican Party, at least on this issue, is a little bit smarter than that. They weren't going to take the rap and do what the American people are against. Now, there are some in the leadership that want to do it mainly for money, to get campaign contributions from their business contributors. They're large, as well as medium and small. It's no secret, though. It's the large companies that have the bucks, the money, that are pushing this through organizations such as the Chamber of Commerce. You see, their businesses, that their business model is to hire inexpensive and compliant illegal aliens. And they want to do that. And what they also want to do is increase the number of legal immigrants from over a million a year to 3 million. And the American people won't stand for this, because if you for our open borders or for so-called comprehensive immigration reform, what are you for? You're for giving citizenship for criminals that are broken into this country. And if you do that, ultimately, the Democrats would have a lock on all three, on both the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Because we're not talking 11 million, we're talking 30 to 50 million. And eventually, some of the Republicans understand this, but a lot of them have a rather short time frame. They say, well, that probably will happen, but it'll happen in 20 or 30 years, and by then I won't be here, so I don't really care. The hell with it. I want the money now so I get reelected. Believe me, that's how short-sighted they are, and how foolish and frankly stupid they are, because that's committing political suicide. Because that's the quickest way for the Republican Party to lose most of their conservative base and their libertarian base. And if they do that, instead of having roughly 25% of the voters today, they'll have under 10. And it can happen like that. Because both political parties are losing the party affiliation of voters. The largest party affiliation today are independents. In the low 40s, heading towards 50. And when it goes over 50, that's when you're going to have more and more talk as well as action in organizing a third party. Because people have had it up to here, being lied to, being manipulated. They frankly don't trust the leadership of either political party. They've been lied to. And no one likes to deal with a political party or a politician that lies to them. And that includes the president. So I wasn't surprised about the announcement that he's delaying any announcement on illegal immigration till after the election. I think it was a big bluff, and when he couldn't clearly pin the tail on the Republican Party for the problem, he turned tail, and it was to be expected. Obama is noted for bluffing. The problem in the real world, there are people that will call you on it, as foreign leaders are. Now to the more important issue, and I don't have much time, so I'll cut to the chase on it. On Wednesday, President Obama is going to announce his so-called plan or strategy for dealing with the Islamic State. For those who know little or nothing about the Islamic State, they used to be called Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They were a group of insurgents that were killing U.S. military personnel in Iraq. During the surge in 2007-2008, Al-Qaeda in Iraq was badly beaten, if not crushed. And many of them that survived fled to Syria. Syria became a sanctuary for them. Now, they went into hiding across Iraq. And what happened is the people of Iraq didn't like what the al-Qaeda in Iraq was doing in their communities and gave information and form to the U.S. military where these people were. And over time, the U.S. military was able to kill many of these terrorist insurgents. Note I use both terms. They use terrorism as a tactic. And what they use is primarily suicide bombers or car bombs, where if they use a suicide bomber, he will go into a police station, a farmer's market, a mosque, and blow himself up to create terror in the community. Terror in the government, terror in the amongst the people, and terror in the Shia minority. Remember, the al-Qaeda in Iraq, is their religious belief is Sunni, the majority branch of Islam. And they consider apostates any Shia. And the Iraqi government was largely dominated by Shia and led by someone that was Shia, Maliki. Now, where are we? What's happened? Well, they changed their name several times. Today, it's the Islamic State, or is. You'll also hear two other terms. ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and that was their previous name, and what the government would like to call them, including President Obama, ISIL, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. For brevity and the fact that the Islamic State wants to be called the Islamic State, I will call them the Islamic State, or IS. What have they been doing after their defeat in 2007-2008? They have been recruiting, they have been training, they have been gathering equipment, they've been gathering money, resources, and they've reemerged as a much stronger force, and really what it is an insurgents' army. They want to overthrow the governments in both Iraq and in Syria. That's what they want to do. That's their primary focus, is to create the Islamic State under Sharia law in Iraq and Syria, which means overthrowing the existing governments in both of those countries. So we have in both countries a civil war going on. Now, what makes it complicated is you have a number of other groups, including al-Qaeda, which, and this confuses people, they have Jabhat al-Nusra, which is al-Qaeda in Syria, fighting the Syrian government. And you have other militia groups fighting the Syrian government. You have the Free Syrian Army, which are rebels against the Assad regime in Syria. Now, Wednesday, President Obama will announce, and the preliminary indication, it will be a three-year plan. And I always say this is a mistake, because you're giving him an endpoint. We seem to repeat the mistake after mistake after mistake, telling our enemies how long we plan to be doing something, namely staying in Afghanistan or staying in Iraq, which is a mistake. But I really think there's another mistake that we'll see what the president says. If you listen to most of the coverage, whether it's Republican, Democrats, people on the news, they keep referring to the Islamic State as terrorist, and many of them think this is a law and order problem. Ladies and gentlemen, this is war. This is a military problem. It's not a prosecution or attorney problem, finding these guys, arresting them, and putting them in court. We're dealing with an army. And second, very important, it's although they use terror, terror is just a tactic. This is an army, and what they're being trained in is what any Marine or Army volunteer gets initial training in. For example, how to field strip your weapon, how to use your weapon, some basic tactics of any infantry. And that's what they're getting in Syria. And that's an important point. We need to stop the model of these are terrorists and these need to be brought to justice. That's the wrong way to go about thinking of it. And it's going to be very revealing how President Obama frames his so-called three-year plan. Because I'll tell you something. If he's going to confine it to just aircraft and drones taking out targets It's not going to do the job, because what these insurgent army is going to do is blend in with the people where you can't take them out. We had an opportunity in the last several months to take them out in the open, because they were in the open because they knew that the Iraqi government did not have air power. So you're not going to be for long catching them out in the open. They're going to spread out. They're already spread out already. They have a very decentralized structure and command structure. And I'm emphasizing this because we seem to be making the same mistake that we did under George Bush. We don't understand the situation on the ground. This is a religious sectarian war where both sides hate each other and both sides want to kill each other. And we're taking sides in a religious civil war. That's what we're doing. Now, why do that? There's only one reason why we would take sides. What does Iraq have that the rest of the world, primarily Western Europe and the United States, want? It's not sand. It's oil. It's oil. And that's what this is all about. And that's what is not being talked about. All this is about getting oil and protecting our large corporations' assets, both United States oil companies as well as British oil companies, Dutch oil companies, as well as Chinese and other companies, is to protect the large oil fields in the Basra area. And have you heard anything about that? You really have to look to find any reports about that. Because when the president is going to say, we have to defend our national interests. And you know, notice when he says that, the only specific thing he will say is, we got to protect our embassy and consulate personnel. Yeah, that's true. I think we should protect them. But if the country is a failed state and going into a civil war, which it is, then maybe it's time to pull out our embassy personnel and our consulate personnel, just like we did in Libya a couple of weeks ago, and call it a day. He's not going to call it a day. Why? Barack Obama was bought and paid for by some of the most powerful and wealthy citizens and companies in the United States. He has to defend those oil fields in Iraq. That's why we're getting involved again. And it's only a matter of time before we'll have combat troops there. There are over 1,100 so-called boots on the ground already, special forces, special operating forces, and central intelligence agents and contractors, CIA contractors. They're already there. They're gathering intelligence. They're training personnel. That's what's going on. So stay tuned for a Wednesday show when we get a little bit more specific as to what President Obama wants to do. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.